AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. The president continues his push to overhaul the nation's criminal justice system today with a visit to a federal prison in Oklahoma.
The president contends not only does America jail too many for too long, it locks them away in places that are crammed, dangerous, and often cruel.
We should not tolerate conditions in prison that have no place in any civilized country.
He told the NAACP this week he wants a review of why beatings and rape are so widespread and solitaries overused. Today, in what the White House calls a first for a sitting president, Obama will discuss his ideas with inmates inside El Reno Prison near Oklahoma City. Mark Smith at the White House.
Vice President Joe Biden today heads to Capitol Hill to continue to try and sell Democrats on the nuclear deal reached with Iran. Congress has a 60-day window to review the agreement and pass a bill that could stop Obama from lifting sanctions on the country. The White House is focusing on skeptical Democrats to make sure they don't help Republicans come up with enough votes to override a presidential veto. Today marks the 70th anniversary of the Trinity test, the first atomic bomb test by the U.S. government. The then unknown blast occurred in a remote stretch of New Mexico. Tina Cordova's dad lived nearby and was 3 years old at the time. She says at first the test was a source of pride for him, but that pride turned to anger as her father got cancer. Cordova now wants the government to acknowledge that the blast was hazardous.
It's a moral and ethical issue. It's about consent. We were never given the opportunity to do anything to protect ourselves before or after.
She and a group called the Tularosa Basin Downwinders are seeking government compensation. Medical researchers have been studying the cancer cases that could be linked to the Trinity test. This is AP Radio News. Health officials say the threat of Lyme disease is spreading dramatically.
Spreading northward, upward into New Hampshire and Vermont, as well as up through Maine. Spreading westward, not just in eastern Pennsylvania, but towards western Pennsylvania as well.
That's CDC epidemiologist Kirsten Kugler. A new report shows there are 260 counties where the risk of catching Lyme disease from tick bites is twice the national average, up from 130 counties a decade ago. Toyota is recalling some Priuses. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The recall affects 625,000 Prius hybrid vehicles worldwide because they can stall out without warning. In the U.S., the model affected is the Prius 5 wagon, model years 2012 to 2014. A software glitch can cause overheating in the hybrid and motor control units, causing vehicles to suddenly stall out.
Toyota recalled the Prius last year for the same issues. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.